Today, along with the church, we celebrate the feasts of Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Now, these are the three archangels that we hear about in the Bible. They say that there are nine orders of angels: the cherubim, the seraphim, the dominions, the virtues, powers, archangels, angels, and so on. The Jewish apocalyptic literature speaks about the seven archangels, whereas in the Bible we read mainly three of them, and those are Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Saint Gregory the Great said that God doesn't give names to the angels. He gives them names only when they serve a specific purpose. And we find that the name Michael really means, who is God? And who is like God? Sometimes it's actually a question mark, but then sometimes we interpret it as he who is like God. But the real meaning of Michael is, who is like God? There's no one like God. And God sends Michael to do his wars against Satan, especially fighting. The second archangel is Gabriel, and meaning of Gabriel is the strength of God. Now we know that Gabriel was sent to our mother Mary, and he gave her strength. The strength of God was given to her to face all the difficult times that she had. The third is Raphael, and we find it in the book of Tobit, where the blindness of Tobit was taken away. The meaning of Raphael is God heals, or the medicine of God. I was speaking to my mother this morning, and she gave me a beautiful insight. She said, Raphael also means the doctor of God, the eye doctor, optometrist, or the ophthalmologist of God. My dear friends, what does these three names mean in our lives? Every time in the morning when I was a child, my mother used to come to me and say, pray to your guardian angel, because God gives each and every one of us guardian angels. When you have a conflict with the other person, pray to your guardian angel to speak to the guardian angel of that person, and whatever you want will be done to these guardian angels. We are also called to be guardian angels of the other. We are called to be angels of the other. Can I be the strength of the other person? Can I be a healing touch to the other person through my words and through my thoughts? Can I fight for God? Can I be the warrior of the Lord to fight all the evil that happens in the world around? Let us reflect on these three names and see how it implies in our lives, my dear friends. May God bless us to be angels to the other person.